Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work? Champion the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
And get to where you need to get.
Exactly.
That was a real story.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
You could tell you was in your rehab moment and you was talking from the podium. It was.
That was a real story. She does all the driving. And she did exactly what you just said, Angel, exactly what you do. You wanted to correct a mistake by keep going forward in the mistake.
Watch yourself, Reverend. It's too early in the morning now.
All I did was in my Antonio Smith manner, I just leaned back with my low raspy voice and I just said, why not just turn around now? You'll be out the mistake in less than 2 minutes. Or you can keep driving all the way down and we'll see how long the mistake goes.
Well, you start throwing bombs, Antonio. Nice shirt, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Nice shirt. I need to lose weight so I can, fit it when I come to Texas.
But as soon as you get here, I'll give it to you. They know.
I heard.
I frequently take the clothes off my back and give them away. I do it all the time.
I heard them too.
They know.
Loud and clear. I heard them loud and clear.
So I was going to say, be careful with those U-turns in California. I got a ticket in Laguna Beach doing that at about 1 o'clock in the morning. I had four people in the car, all from different states. And it took me almost an hour to explain to this cop why I was making a U-turn. And that's all I was trying to do, was just get back to where I needed to be. But he didn't seem to understand. That was about a $280 ticket, too.
Yeah. Definitely want to be careful with those U-turns, that's for sure. That is for sure. But don't be driving in no mistakes, y'all. Don't do that. We've got a lot to discuss about today. A whole lot. All right. I just sent a text message. I'm glad I see somebody on now. A whole lot to talk about. If you are one of the people who work with, I would say for ATS consistently, as in I give you directives and get on your nerves daily, yeah, I know who I'm talking about. Yeah, you understand? If I call you and I get on your nerves daily, and if you spend my money every day, who I'm talking about, Grace? Who I'm talking about?
Me.
And everybody else. Yeah. You, Chris. Yes, Monica. Yeah, okay. Deanna, all that stuff. All right. If you one of those people, you understand? If you're one of those people, after this meeting, you have the rest of the day off. You have the rest of the day off.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Okay, y'all,
wait, I got calls scheduled. What?
Okay, because those calls.
But I'm going to tell you
right now, okay? When he says stuff like that, I'm going to tell you right now. I'll be telling Chris and stuff. I said, man, that's a setup. Hold on, wait a minute. I know he'd be genuine, but I'll be like, man, that's a setup. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I do what I need to do.
Fair enough. We never take days off.
You know what I'm talking about.
But we are celebrating a black man. You understand?
So
when you think about it, when you think about who I am, you understand?
Yes. I know you're genuine for real.
Okay. When you think about who I am, it ain't no setup. Okay. Keep your appointment. What time is my appointment with Jaquita, Dion?
It is scheduled for... Oh, I got a lot of stuff in my head. It's scheduled for noon.
All right. I'll keep that one because it's her. But the other ones, they gotta go.
Got you covered. Yes, sir.
All right. They got to go. All right. Since is she on? Because she better feel special.
She is on.
Special, thank you.
Oh, there she is. Oh, okay, I was going to say, yeah. You better feel special, God doggy. All right, it better be awesome too. Your meeting better be awesome. You understand? All right, we got a lot to talk about and some difficult things to talk about. So I get right to it. I just wanted to say that first. Let's see. Well, everyone is off today. Erase that. Deanna wants me to rethink about Wednesday meetings due to COVID getting worse. Now, here's what we mean by COVID getting worse. Talking about the two extra mutated strands out there. One of them is attacking children, and other one, well, both are extremely contagious, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's two of them. One was found in New York, another one was found in California. You can Google these things. And the first one was found in the United Kingdom. So you can Google these things for yourself, but this has all happened in the last 3 weeks. Deanna wants me to shut down the office, which it's been shut down, but I will absolutely shut it down. So no outside visitors. And is Reggie and Chris on? Is Reggie and Chris on?
Chris is on.
All right. Well, you tell Reggie, okay, that means that y'all do pretty good. But no pushback here. You keep that COVID stuff outside because both of y'all go outside and come back inside. So you need to super spray, double spray. Don't let nobody touch nothing, Chris, and just don't be friendly. You understand? I need you to have an attitude with COVID because you and Rich would be the only weak points of the office. You understand what I'm saying? And then Monica, when she comes down. Just keep doing what y'all doing.
Not me. I don't go anywhere. I don't even leave my house. Well, nope.
Chris go everywhere, but Chris is safe. He's super safe. So it's not a dig at Chris. But, Chris, yeah, unmute your mic. God dog it. He's super safe. There you go. Chris is super safe. However, Chris, you have to realize as a leader, you are the weak point because you have to go so many different places and have so many different people. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to just know that since you are the weak point, you have to do 15 times more than everybody else. Fair enough? There you go. Appreciate you. Now, he's super safe. He's super safe. I never had to have a talk with him. I don't have to have this talk with him. But in the realm of this conversation, I'm having this talk now. Fair enough? So, Deanna, at your request, I will shut down the offices to outside visitors till May, and then I will reconvene with a decision after May. Now, I've done this already. I had the whole office shut down, didn't I? I was one of the first people in February. In February, I shut everything down. The only person who's come inside the office has been Sugar and Patricia. Other than that, there's been nobody inside the office. Nobody. And that's the truth.
Please say dang it, she was just about to come.
Yeah, definitely. So we got to be, I shut it down. I've shut down everything. I take it very seriously because, you know, science. Now, with the next thing I'm about to say, it's going to be a little jarring for some of you. So let me preface it with a few things. I am not Republican. I am not Democrat. I am not conservative. I am not liberal. Okay, I'd say both because there's no Republicans in the United Kingdom. There's something else. Okay? I am neither. Let's talk about America for a second. Both major parties, the new version of the major parties, have black blood on their hands. Ain't no sense in me pretending with y'all. So it is what it is. They both guilty, and they both intended to be guilty. Sometimes one hung black people. Sometimes one was in the crowd cheering it on. Then they flipped. And then sometimes the cheering on people hung black people. And then sometimes they, cheered them on. If that don't make sense to you, I'll go even further. While Republicans today keep a good job of keeping my people locked up in prison, it was Bill Clinton and Joe Biden who put that law together. Both sides is guilty. You understand? So I'm neither. Period. I can't relate to either one of them. So what I'm about to say next is when leadership gets difficult. Because Deanna also wants me to shut down the Wednesday meetings, the Wednesday corporate Rickeza meeting. And she's right. Okay?
Yes, she is. Right. Yes, she
is right.
That new variant out there is much more contagious. And that's why, I think what you're doing is right for now.
Well, fair enough. Definitely shut down the office. Deanna's right, but this is where I'm going to jar at some of you. She's right, but I'm also right by not wanting to shut it down. And I'll explain here in a little bit.
And I agree there too. I understand.
Yeah, it's both ways. Yeah, definitely.
Totally.
Yeah. So let this be a lesson to all of you because Susan is right. Deanna is right. Leadership is not as easy as it looks. So if Deanna is right and I am right, it means I need to make a decision that's not based in right and not based in wrong. It's kind of common sense when you play it out that way. I would have had the Rickeza corporate meetings in person last February. That's when we started. You didn't get your software to something, but we started literally getting people without software in February. So if you think about it, I completely shut that down too in everything for a whole year. You understand what I'm saying? For a whole year. So now you get this duality Yes, that's right. And then you start thinking, well, how can I keep people safe? Because this obviously ain't going anywhere. But I told y'all this. I told y'all in February, to all of you, be ready for 18 months. It wasn't me saying it. I pulled up the words from the president of the Federal Reserve. That's the people who control the money. It's given to the government. And I said, this man said 18 months. And I said, me as, well, what I said was I'm the black man in America, and I don't even be believing stuff like that. That sounded like 24 to 36 months to me is what I told all y'all. I did. So I shut everything down. So now what I'm thinking is how do you, so let me explain one more thing. I've bought, what you call it, Deanna? The beep.
Non-touch digital thermometer.
There you go. So I went, bought the non-touch thermometer, got everybody wearing masks. But what happens if you asymptomatic? Ain't that it?
Yeah, asymptomatic. Yeah.
So then the non-contact thermometer just becomes security theater at that point. It just makes you feel good. It ain't really working. You understand what I'm saying? If you're asymptomatic. And everybody has done very well wearing a mask. Even when we, the only time we pretty much take them off is to take a picture. And everybody's done very, very, very well. I have no idea what to do about Wednesday meetings right now. I haven't decided yet. That's where I'm at. So right now, we'll still have it until I make a decision. I don't know what to do just yet. Leadership ain't that easy sometimes. It's not. Because it has nothing to do. Remember, Rakeza doesn't put a dime in my pocket. Not one. Not a single one. But here is the evidence set before me. Everybody who showed up has signed up. And everyone who has signed up has shown up. Morale is sky high. There's something fundamental. Go ahead, Susan.
Well, how about adding, just for a test, the same concept in a Zoom type setting?
I would most certainly think about and more than likely do that as well. I am, my hang up in my head is there is something fundamentally different about not meeting in person, but it's what Jerry said about being able to meet the top ranked staff and to fellowship is the word I would like to use there. There's something about that. And I chose my words the way I want. Fellowship is, that's different than getting together. Fellowship is something different. And there's something there that's my hang up. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, you're literally changing atoms. You're breathing in my atoms and I'm breathing in your atoms. And we're tribal by nature. So the fact to get together in a tribal setting is something that it's in our DNA.
Yeah, absolutely. And it works. It absolutely works. So my hangup is not, and I want you all to hear this. It's not that I'm some millionaire and I'm losing money. I'm not going to lose a dime and I'm not losing money. Right? That's, I go to Zoom, I'm going to do smoke signals. We still going to be good. As a matter of fact, COVID will continue to bless this company. Because as long as people are scared and they need instructions, and we're the greatest instructors in the world, they're going to keep coming. Let's just face it. Go ahead, Jay. Oh, hold on. You muted yourself. There you go.
If I can, I don't want to beat this horse, but just to reiterate to everybody, you know, protect yourself, boost your immune system. And I know it costs money to do this, but you have to do this now. Take your vitamin C, your vitamin D, your zinc. Do it in the doses that make a difference. I do 10,000 IUs of vitamin D every day, especially now that we're inside. You're not getting any vitamin D from the sun. And the science is good. It does protect the cells from, you can get the virus in your body, and if you've boosted your immune system that way, it's not going to harm you the way it would otherwise. You know, they just came out with a study, and they really, they think that the sun exposure is why the homeless population has not been hit hard with this thing. And that's the vitamin D. So, you know, just be aware of that and understand that that really can help you. I think I told you before I'd gotten sick before, early on in this back in April. And, I'm convinced that that's what's brought me out of it quicker and has protected me at this point, because you just got to take care of your own body, and you can't get these nutrients from food anymore. You know, it's very difficult. You couldn't eat enough to get that much vitamin D. So take care of yourself when you can.
I agree with that, Gary. And then also the zinc, and if you can, the elderberry. And they have them in the gummies, which are good. And then B12. So those, you know, skip a multivitamin. I mean, not getting anything in that. Save your money on the multivitamin. And really the vitamin D and so forth, it's not that expensive. And I totally agree. Bill and I had our first vaccine last Wednesday. He hadn't felt anything. And I've been in bed since like Friday with chills and all that. So I, you know, my body is hypersensitive to anything that comes into it. So I'm, you know, feeling better today, but that's part of what you go through. Some people, you know, you don't have it. It's just that it's working. It's kind of shows that it's working. Actually, your immune system is working. So, you know, I feel good about all of that. And I feel like we're on the home stretch. You know, we get the next vaccine on February 4th. And it was, you know, a well-run drive-through. You had a beautiful, beautiful park that has this butterfly world. We were watching like peacocks as we're sitting in line, sitting there strutting, and horses and different things. So it was pretty amazing. How they had it set up, and how, you know, you're not in any really contact with anybody. And all I could do to the nurse that finally put the injection in, and I'm all covered up with the shield and the mask and a hat and sunglasses and so forth, because, you know, you can't smile, you can't acknowledge. And so what I did is I did my prayer hands and bowed down to her. And I could tell just how much that meant to her. And as a reminder to everyone, you know, a virtual hug, smiles, and under the mask, if you're out, just some sort of acknowledgement to someone that's helping you and those at home as well. So Antonio, I'm happy that you're doing this, and I totally agree. We've held so many meetings through the years, and people just love to come, and you know, you really get to know people and build relationships, and it's all about relationships. So I know it's a hard decision for all of you. You know, right now I think safety first, because, you know, you want to be able to have another meeting, number one, if you think of it that way. But if you could figure out a way to make that, even if you experiment and do every other, figure out to make it really special somehow, the Zoom thing, that, you know, you're going to have some download giveaways, you know, just make it fun, like a party type atmosphere, a real social networking event where you're all going to get to know each other and give each person time to talk. And I don't know. I know we do that on here, but something a little extra. And I'm not sure what that is, but I'll think.
Yeah, I've got some ideas. Ken W. Johnson was gracious enough to give us a whole floor. We don't just have a whole room. We have like 9 rooms on one floor, 3 of them being conference rooms, plus an office. So it does, it allows my mind to be creative. By the way, I saw Latrice show her elderberries while you were talking as well. And Ashley hit me with a message and saying, you know, she knows how to accomplish fellowships virtual. She does it daily and we can do it. And of course, that's something that we know how to do too. And I'm open, Ashley, to anything you say, but it's not, it's more of, it's, you got to think about this from the opposite perspective. And then you'll see my struggle. I'm talking to everybody. I can stop this, no problem. Because it's not messing us up. I need you to get that. I need you to get that we are thriving in COVID. So this isn't a matter of we're losing money or we need this or anything like that. We've got to save the company. We need to keep revenue. No. And Rickaza doesn't go back to ATS. Like, I need you to get that. Like, this is extremely important. If I wanted to make money, I'd just say, Monica, make 15 calls. And then Monica would convert 8 of them, and that's 100% profit. You understand? Every time they do something, it's 100% profit. Every time you do something, it's 50% profit at the very least. If it comes to Rickaza, then it's 10% profit. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? All right. So actually, it's not even 10% profit. It's 10% revenue because there's no profit there. It's just doing the operating expenses. So it's 0% profit if Rickaza does it. It's not that I'm protecting us. It's that it's starting to make you a lot of money quickly. There's my struggle. You understand? Now, the realest thing Susan said was, you just said it off the cuff, but it was so real. But you want to be able to have another meeting, right? So that was like, that's the realest thing she said. You got to be alive to have another meeting. Yeah,
We all want to finish this race.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a prerequisite. You know, you want to have a meeting, you got to be here. Yeah.
I'm always telling Phil that because he's always thinking of something. And I'm like, we're going to finish this race here.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Damali, good to see you back from Africa. I forget who told on you. One of your friends. Oh, actually, I think it was Ashley that told on her that you just came back from Africa. But yeah, anywho, that's just my dilemma there. I can tell you for sure that we will have a meeting this Wednesday. I need some more data. So y'all need to be, just do what you do. And then I will more than likely have a decision after that day. I can tell you for sure we will have that because it's small enough to where we can, well, we already spread out, but it's controllable enough now. The variable or the problem that we have is the people who come in. Okay. Now but the problem that the office has is Reggie and Chris. You understand? Facts are facts. Facts or facts. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, we don't get to say, oh, but I'm safe. No. Or I be safe. No, no, no. Because it has nothing to do with you touching a doorknob. It doesn't matter how safe you are. You understand what I'm saying? It just doesn't matter how safe you are. It has nothing to do with you walking in.
There we go. Has nothing to do with you walking into someone's cough that is in the air or someone sneezed that stayed on a cardboard box for 17 hours. Some of this stuff you just can't avoid. You understand? If you can avoid it, then I wouldn't have to have this conversation. I don't know what to tell you. Some of this stuff is common sense. But as a leader, I've got to keep y'all safe. Also, as a leader, I got to make your money too. So I'm having a dilemma. Am I easy to shut the office down because it's been shut down? And then we didn't lose anything shut down. It's been shut down over a year now. By my calculations, and all of you should hear this, the last time I said something, Jerome, I was right. Okay. Everybody thought I was crazy when I said February that y'all gonna see this all the way the whole year. And everybody said, you're exaggerating. In fact, at that time, it was the liberal hoax at that time. Okay. When I said that, it was a liberal hoax. Now, I'm telling y'all, you're going to see this until mid, what is this? Just 2021? All right. You're going to see this at its worst until mid 2020, so 2021, and then 2022. Mid 2022 is still going to be here. I'm telling you. It's just math. It's a 14-day incubation period. And I'm not even talking about mutation. We're not even talking about the mutation, all right? It's just a 14-day incubation period. So by the time you find out, you got 3 days, pull out your calculator, Grace. No doubt, Jerry. Definitely time for virtual reality. If y'all was part of that, whatever class, Friday class, I showed everybody something that was just crazy. 14-day incubation period, Grace, put that in there. And then people, this is when you start feeling symptoms, right? After this 14 days. The way that works scientifically is the bacteria has to just keep multiplying or keep doubling until you start getting a runny nose or something. 3 days on average is what you're going to do, plus three, when you say, man, something don't feel right. How many of you know what I'm talking about? That none of y'all go to the hospital as soon as you got a runny nose. Nobody does that. That's overkill. You understand? That's overkill. That's 3 days. 1 day to get your test results. Then that was, so now you're at 18 days. Now you ain't got to put ad here, Grace, but then I'm just going to assume you're a fantastic person. You're going to quarantine yourself. Okay. Problem with that is you're going to quarantine yourself with somebody you live with, that somebody you just infected. Why? Because you've been walking around infectious for 18 days. So assuming that you have two people in your household, your sister and your cousin, can you multiply that by two, Grace? We all know it's 36, but just indulge me for a second. This means 36 days per household will be infectious. Can you just stop your screen just for a second, Grace. Dana, could you share your screen for me, please? And could you Google, we're just going to deal with America. How many households are in America? Listen, y'all. This stuff ain't got to be political. You could just do plain old calculator math. How many households are in America? That's all we're looking for. We ain't even looking for family. Jesus. Okay, you can just stop that right there. You can just stop it. If I do the math on the calculator will break. All right? 122 million households in America. Since 1% of those are in the top 1%, won't be in any trouble like mine, then you can scratch off. You now take that down to 120 million. Here's my point. Mathematically, until we go on a United Kingdom, India full lockdown, we ain't getting no better. However, if we go on a full lockdown, that makes me a flaming liberal and I'm ruining the country and all sorts of other stuff, okay? Do you understand how this works? Do you understand how this works, okay? We got everything politicized, so it makes it, now it don't matter to me, because I ain't neither one. I just told y'all, I just sat here and told a bunch of y'all who are Democrat, who are Republican, both y'all tripping. I just literally said that. I opened up my call by saying, all y'all tripping. I did. Because the moment you choose conservative, you choose no free thinking. The moment you choose liberal, you choose no free thinking. Go ahead, Kathy.
I'm let me just add to that. I've had the virus.
That was going to be my last point.
And I didn't have any symptoms. I was able to carry on normal daily activities, work out, and everything. So just imagine somebody like me that's constantly going to work, constantly going into grocery stores. Just imagine that one person, how they can affect so many people. Because I was able to do everything normal. I wasn't, you know, but I had.
Yep, absolutely.
So you have to think about that too.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I waited till Kathy was positive, negative, before I did the Houston meetings. She told me about her cases the moment she knew about it. Okay. There's somebody else. See, this is my other problem, Susan, because now y'all catching it. This is my other problem. Y'all catching it. There's somebody right now that's just as prideful gets. I know doggone well you got the doggone virus and you're doing everything you can to suffer alone. And you ain't said nothing, but it's obvious you got the virus. And I knew when you got the virus because you wanted to do something and I called you privately and told you, are you sure you want to do that? And you still did it anyway. And now you've been sick for a few weeks. I ain't no dummy. You understand? But you got to do, everybody has their free will. So y'all catching the virus. And I'm going to just tell you, it's not, well, everything's your fault. Everything's your fault. But this is a fault of leadership, okay? This is a fault of leadership. There are so many different things that we could have done better. It just is what it is. It's not attacking nobody. It just is what it is. Science is the same way that I get to tell Chris and Reggie that they are my weak spots, even though they do well, they're still weak spots. It's the same way I get to tell you that Deanna's right, that I should shut it down. It's the same way I get to tell you that we made some serious leadership baffles at the top. We did. We just absolutely did, okay? We, as far as coronavirus is concerned. Now, you can have everything else. You can have greatest economy in the world and all that stuff, right? You can have stolen election. You can have all that. Don't bother me one bit. But as far as a pandemic goes, there's some stuff we could have did better. Okay. Like
Antonio, I think that you and I, we had these conversations with our strategic mind back in February and March. And what you're saying now, we knew then, and I think that you put a lot of good things in place and, you know, protecting the staff and, you know, taking Deanna to the grocery store and, you know, being there with her, you know, with, you know, not,
still do it.
Not only, you know, just protecting yourself, you don't know what kind of anger and violence you're going to encounter in the stores. I think the safest thing to do is have things delivered because let it sit for a little bit, because then you don't have to, you know, be in contact with people. If you can have stuff delivered, that's, you know, either free delivery or minimal delivery fee. That's the safest way, as this new variant that's out there that's more contagious. But we had these conversations then. And then also, just, you know, as note, if you've had it, you're really only immune for about 2 months.
Yeah.
So you can get it again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think it's wonderful you're having these conversations. And just like the businesses that are out there now that are trying to survive, and they've had to make tough decisions. But if we had, you know, the shutdowns like the others early on, we wouldn't be in the position we're in now. But, you know, we are where we are, so we have to take it.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And I don't mean any, listen, everybody who knows me knows, I am Mr. Trump is my president. Do you understand what I'm saying? I said, Mr. I'll even put the honorable Mr. Trump is my president. I'm a military veteran, so it's still high-wired into me to respect my chief commander. Do you understand? My commanding chief. And I ain't got nothing else to say. I said what I said. I serve my United. If you want to disagree, go serve the Army and then you, or the military, then you can disagree.
I agree with
you. Yeah.
Right
yeah.
now.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
All of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The setup at in Washington right now, they say, looks like Baghdad, the way they were all set up there. It's that much and more. And having a son in the military as you,
yeah,
I totally get that. And yeah, you know, yesterday Pence spoke to some military. I don't know if you saw.
I read it.
And he did a good job, and so did his wife. Yeah. Have kids in the military, which they learned from kids, just as Phil and I did from our son. So yeah, I mean, we're just Americans. You know, actually, we're just humans.
Yeah,
on the planet.
That's it. You're right.
They got more troops in D.C. right now than we had in Baghdad.
They should. They should. And it's really, if you can just, I say this respectfully, okay? There's been a pump that has been primed. Let's see. The election was in November, but starting in February, it was, this election is going to be stolen. So you framed that. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't flame that and then act like there won't be consequences for that. There's consequences for that. There's absolutely consequences for that. It doesn't matter if they're good or bad. That's not my opinion. My opinion is, if you want to disagree, then go serve the military. And then you can have all the disagreements you want. I stand by your disagreement. Civilians make me sick sometimes. Let me tell y'all. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just telling you. You want to disagree, go serve the Army. Go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you, not only yourself is military, you got quite a few military personnel on here. Of course, we have Romy Rome, Baltimore Zone. We have Miss Cindy. She says she's USAF veteran. Tell me what USAF stands for.
Air Force.
Ah, okay. Yes. All right. Air Force. And then Dr. Renita, she says she's retired. U.S. Army.
So they all feel what I'm saying. Let me tell y'all something about us veterans, okay? Let me tell y'all something. We went through hell. I don't care if it's Air Force. I don't care if it's Navy. And they basic training is a bit easier than Army, and then Marines is a little tougher than mine. Let me tell you something. We all feel the same doggone way. If you're not willing to pick up the flag and die for it, you just keep your little mouth shut. Okay, we all feel the same way. We do.
I'm a civilian. I'm a civilian, but I agree wholeheartedly with what you just said. Ain't no way on God's green earth am I gonna go up against a veteran talking about our country this and our country that. Me personally, never walked into a recruiting place. I have seen recruiters and turned the other way. I have had friends who have decided to go, and I'm like, why are you going? My brother was considered it, and I just looked at him and I told him, whatever you choose to do.
See, if y'all get inside my head,
I would love you 100%.
If y'all get inside my head, I wouldn't even let her vote. You understand? I'm like, I'm wrong. Don't get me started.
And I ain't mad at you.
Don't get me started.
And I'm not even mad at you.
I'm with Miss Renico Tierney. Miss Renico Tierney is also
That's right. Yeah, she's getting ready to retire here pretty soon.
Shout out to you.
You still in? You went guard, didn't you?
I went. I was active duty Navy, and then went over to Air Force Reserve. So
God bless you. Yeah. Well, shout out to all us veterans, especially my more seasoned veterans. They know what I'm talking. Listen. There's not a single veteran that disagrees with what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
Y'all complain too much.
And then to have to deal with what you have to deal with after you literally gave your life for this country.
Army ruined my marriage. And I know I ain't the only one in here.
For for you to have to come back and get treated worse than you did before you left? Oh no, I'm not signing up for that. So I applaud every last one of you for doing what you did, because I wasn't gonna do it. I didn't even have a reason not to. I was 100% full health.
Person I know still married from the Army is Jerome. I don't know nobody else. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know nobody else. No. Ain't that right, Teddy? I don't know. The Army ruined. I'm just trying to tell y'all. It's difficult.
I went into the Army single.
God bless you. 4 years.
Then I got out and got married and came back in.
Wow, you crazy.
Already got beat up and run over and treated like garbage first without a wife. So when I got one, I knew how to treat her.
Man, let me tell you.
Smart man. Wait till you're out of
there. Hardest job in the world is a military wife. I stand by that. Come on, Law. Shaquita, you a military wife?
I was just going to say.
I was.
100%. Oh, yeah.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
There she is.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
Being a preacher's wife ain't a walk in the park.
No, sir, it ain't. It sure ain't. Go ahead, Law. You say you was just going to say? Don't he just sound so sexy? All that? I need to put him on a voice. I mean, he needs to be a voice actor or something for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I agree 100%. And it's so funny because I remember when the recruiters was trying to recruit, you know, they always start in high school, whatever it is, and they was going back and forth and calling. And one day they called and I picked up the phone and I said, well, since when y'all started letting homos into the military? And he said, well, we have to don't ask, don't tell. I said, no, I can't abide by that. I have to tell. And they said, well, sir, you have a great day. I was like, well, thank you for calling. I appreciate you.
You are so Law. So consistent, I tell you.
I'm so weak right now.
So consistent. Oh, my God. Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to have that. This is our first time. This is our private meet. And I would have had to privately tell them that. Deanna is my number two in charge. She's chief operating officer. So if she tells me she thinks something, I take that very seriously. You understand? I don't do the whole, well, I'm the boss, so you go, no. I was not considering it until she said something this morning, okay? When she said something this morning, I'm considering it. We will meet Wednesday. I need to see something in person. I've got some ideas. I'll tell you one of the things floating around in my head. Let's say 50 people come to the meeting. I'm thinking about splitting them between all three rooms and then having, because we got four different leaders who are well able. Ken, Deanna, Grace, and myself. Okay, and if Monica's there, then that would be five. I would include Chris, but somebody got to hold the camera. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Chris can present and be like, okay, well, let me tell you about Rakesa real quick. Camera this way. He's got to have a limitation. So somebody's got to record all of it. So I can spread 50 people across three rooms. I'm thinking about that. And then we just do an intimate presentation, not with all the, you know, the corporate flair, you know what I'm saying, that we've been doing. So that's one of the things floating around in my head. Zooming it live, obviously, would be pretty cool too. I was thinking about that. I'm also even thinking about like a little break, how you treat me like a breakout session, but with the camera. So you can have people, you know, ask intimate questions. This is so many different things in my head, but I need to get back there tomorrow. I mean, Wednesday, and I need to pretend like I'm at war, and I need to go through the motions. I need to, my mental picture isn't what I want it to be. It is, but I just need to see how the people are going to react. I need to see that. So that's why I want to do this Wednesday to see. In the meantime, I'm with Susan here. America taught me, and I'm just talking about America, okay? Taught me one thing, Tyranny. Y'all don't wash y'all doggone hands. If I don't know nothing else. You understand? I know that much. I know that much. Y'all don't wash our hands, and apparently y'all don't brush our teeth because toilet paper went off the shelves. Not no sand, not no soap. You understand? Hey, soap didn't go off. Toilet paper is sanitized. So y'all not even washing. Y'all just taking all the short ways around. And with no toothpaste off the shelf, it should have been everything off the shelves. You understand? Shouldn't even be no sardines and potted meat left. Y'all just bought toilet papers and napkins. Two things you ain't got to wash your napkins. You ain't got to wash your hands with no napkins. You wipe your hands with napkins. You understand? You ain't got to. I'm watching y'all as an introvert. I am watching y'all. Yeah. You shaking my hands. Anywho, let me come to a couple of same perspective. A couple of more things. That's it for the COVID part. Let's see. Chris. Is Chris still here? Is he still here?
I'm here. All
right. Yeah. I need a YouTube trailer, and I need you to help me with it. All right. Not just shooting it. I want to put your clever mind on it. It's time for me to do a YouTube trailer. It doesn't make sense that I haven't had one all these years.
Can you make one for me too while you're at it?
Yeah. Drop and drop.
All right, cool. Cool, man. Yeah. I need your clever brain on it. So, okay, cool. YouTube trailer. Write that down so he doesn't put it on the board, Chris. I mean, Deanna. I mean, no, Grace. God dog it. All right, I need help with IG and Facebook. Elps. Oh, that's what that meant. Okay. I need one of y'all. Oh, go ahead, Jerome. Go ahead. My bad. Well, typically I'll be hearing some air in the background, and your background's so quiet.
Yeah, whatever. Anybody here but me? Okay.
There it is.
Without any commentary, the thing that keeps running through my mind with Wednesday was something we talked about last Friday. Consider it done. And that's all I'm
Amen. Going. No, amen. You're right. That's you are right. So without commentary, the first thing I thought about, and yes, Jerry, I was finna respond to you, but yeah, she told us to. She told us to. I know for sure, Jerome, that we're unstoppable and everything that is going to happen for us in this season, God has already approved. So I receive that, Jerome. You actually made my decision a lot easier. You took about 50% of the confusion off of it for me. So I appreciate that when you said that. That was flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, Jerome. You know, you understand. You understand. So good stuff. You were supposed to say that right then. You were supposed to say that. Now, Daoud is getting ready to start doing some videos, y'all. I don't know if y'all ready. That's a good looking brother there, let me tell you.
Lord, I don't know if they ready, Reverend.
I don't know if y'all ready. He sent me a test video. Let me show y'all what this boy look like. Hold on. This boy look like, I'm gonna show y'all. I'm gonna put
They're
y'all
ready.
No. Yeah,
show us. I need
I know. I'm not no. Y'all gotta
I
see.
I love my brother. Show us.
Y'all gotta see this. I want y'all to see this man. How this man was y'all gotta see this. Hold on. I'm gonna I'm gonna make sure y'all just allow me this little awkwardness that I'm doing right now. Y'all gotta see this. I looked at this boy. I think my advice is to let me tell you. As soon as they see that, you ain't gotta worry about that. You ain't got nothing to worry about. He got his half standing up, and it's got like this cute streak of gray. Like it's like one little streak, you know, and it's perfectly, you know, it's there. Like God said,
perfectly placed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, all right, gray right there, right? It's just, it's crazy. It's crazy. And I say, boy, you worry about that. I'm for sure, y'all. I'm for sure. He sent me a little test video. I ain't gonna let y'all hear it because it was tested. He wanted to make sure he got some feedback from me. So I ain't gonna show y'all. I ain't gonna let y'all hear it, but I'm airdropping it to myself. Let me show y'all this because God. Now just imagine this boy. Let me share my screen. All right, here we go. I had to transfer in from phones. Open up computer. There we go. All right, here we go. Now, look at this here. Look at that. Look at that. Look at this here.
Get it, though.
Look at that.
Don't tell him, though.
Okay.
Look at that.
Serious.
Look at that. Grace. Look at
look,
Grace.
Look at this. I don't even know what this is, but it's sexy. Ooh, I don't even know what that is. What is this?
Thank you.
You know, the little 5 o'clock shadow.
I call that structure. You know, look at
you
that.
Know, just like, that? Let me put some gray here. I don't even know how he flipped it like that. You
he's
know,
got high cheekbones, and it's the definition there.
It's called structure.
Is that what that is?
It's called structure. Structure, look, Antonio.
He got it. God, yeah, he got it. Yeah, he got it. Yeah,
and he's built. He's built it now.
Look,
cut it out.
What y'all? What Law say? Y'all can thank Law.
Look, does he talk?
Oh yeah.
Does he just stay there? Because he can stay there.
He can just stay there and be good. Huh?
Put a caption on that thing.
We'll put him on. Look, give me a picture and I'll just put him on my wall. Okay?
That's it right there. Right, that's it right there. God dog it. That's it. Yeah. God made a good one, did he, Kareem? Yeah,
he made us the look.
That's it. That is it. I ain't mad at you. So I looked at that. So I saw that. I said, boy, you ain't got no problem. You can say whatever you want to say. You got to do your ABCs. You'll be just fine. Yeah. You'll be just fine. Yeah, so y'all get that. That was actually on my morning meeting to tell y'all. Daoud is finna start doing videos. Y'all better be ready. Okay. Thank you, Law, for bringing him here. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. We give all credit to Law. There we go. Now, I need some help. I need one of you ladies. I need Grace, Monica, or Deanna. Or even Chris, if he wants to learn and stuff, he can do that too. I need one of y'all. If I can't get one of y'all, then I'm gonna get somebody else. Don't matter what it is. I need some help. Who wants to help me?
If it has anything to do with helping Daoud, it's like no.
So I got Phil hand up. Good. Okay. Good. Good. And we can help Daoud too.
Vanessa, help Antonio. Vanessa depends help. On what it is now.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. What you need, Antonio? What you need?
At this point, I'm getting over 1,000 messages a day.
Oh wow!
And I can't respond to all of them. Here's the deal. Yeah, I haven't been.
Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm like, oh no, because I had to handle all of Les's emails, and there were like 500,000, and they're wanting to catch them up and respond, and then take care of the daily ones. And that's it. Get ahead of it, man. Get ahead of it.
Yeah, it is. I'll show y'all, man. This is just. I don't know what to tell you. What I've done with my reputation and fame is I've bottlenecked it all into private, right? I've done that, and then I exploded it outward. If I tell you, So let me give you an example. This is what made me the scientist say, it's literally on my notes. I need help with Facebook and Instagram because every time I go to Clubhouse, I haven't been on Clubhouse in a month. Because every time I go to Clubhouse, I get 500 new messages. And my integrity, until I answer the very last message, I'm not going back to Clubhouse. Because I respond to every single person. I do. I just always done that. I've always done that since MySpace days. I just can't do it anymore. It's impossible now. It's impossible. It's literally impossible. It's not even something that is doable. It's just not. It is too crazy to go. And then now, I'll give you a bit of an example. So here's Facebook, and I can just, I don't even know if it's going to let me do it. There we go. And it just goes, and it goes, and it goes, and it goes. It goes. It has no end, y'all. I'm telling you, as much as you see it, it don't have an end. It's just going to keep on being new ones, keep on being new ones, keep on being new ones.
Antonio?
Yes, ma'am.
I was on the back office and the admins section, checking all of that out and going through it. I love it. I love everything about it. You've got all those things there, but there's also an area in there. Instead of having a text message, is that the only way, or can they email you and it come into the system here moving forward?
I'm sure that can happen, and I will make that happen for sure. But even then, right? Still going to, I see where you're going. She's talking about, can you send it to where a few people can grab it? The deal is, that's for the business side of it, that's just a bunch of hot leads. Just patiently waiting. At this point, I get over, as I honestly get over 1,000 messages a day. Honestly, I honestly do. And I'm grateful. There's no sense in me even pretending to complain, because I prayed to have this problem. You understand? Like let's just keep it real. I said, I want to be this. I prayed to have this problem. But I also recognize that my method no longer works, because some of these people, so this is the non-business side. Some of these people are hurting, and they want real help. Actually, a lot of these people are. And I have the power to do so, and I can't get to them. So my method is prolonging some people's pain. If I tell y'all, when I respond, at this point, I respond, and you can see people start crying. And they, you know what, Monica, Grace, I sent both of y'all. Have y'all interacted with some of the, well, you have. Can you tell us some of the interactions when I screenshot y'all and they say, oh my God, this is what I've been praying for. Can y'all give us some of that feedback real quick?
Oh yeah, there's been a lot of that. I would say probably about 50% of them, just because they've been looking for something similar to what we offer. So I've had people cry on the phone many times. Through text message, they're like, oh my God, he's a blessing from God. I can't believe he's doing this. I mean, I've had it all. So, and it's good, right? Because they finally found their spot. But there's definitely a lot that we need to get to, and obviously treat them as if they're the most important thing, like you've always said. So, yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Same thing that Monica was saying. I will text them, you know, to let them know who we are, where we're calling from. And when I get people on the phone, I let them know, hey, I'm Grace Sandals from the ATSJR Companies. And they say, who? I say, I work with Antonio Teachman Jr. Oh, yeah. And you can hear the excitement. Yeah.
So. Yeah. I am a lot bigger than what it seems.
Antonio,
what
it seems.
Yes, sir.
You talk to my niece one-on-one more than you talk to me. I'm talking to her about getting on the calls. And she said, "Oh no, he responds to me." And when you what? And I'm like, "Huh? Oh yeah, oh yeah." I'm like, "What the hell?"
Well, I see you every day.
I just tell him, I'm like, "Okay, she Antonio, she's happy. You have made her happy." And my other buddy, I've been listening to, I've been watching those videos, Drone. He's got some really good videos. I'm like, okay, what can I say? So you're right, you need help, buddy, because you're impressing him.
I appreciate you. Yeah, so I definitely need that. Definitely need that. So I've seen a bunch of hands go up. I will remember, and I'll do it in a way in which it's not a data breach, because what you're going to have is these are people that obviously dropping a number, but they're saying, I've got messages that say, I just got diagnosed with AIDS. And then they say stuff. So I've got to be careful, you know, how I do it. But, and there's no, you don't even need to pretend to act like me. Like, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying, you know, you can just be on behalf of me and sort people to me who need to be to me, right?
Hey, I have something to say.
Yes, ma'am.
That sounds like a very simple solution in my head, because that's similar to what I'm doing as a team with my group. Prior to knowing about you, adding your swag to what I was already doing and doing that same concept makes a lot of sense, because what we're doing is I have selected very carefully selected a group of people who have expertise in different areas. Some are certified counselors, others are life coaches in different areas, but I can't be everywhere at one time, and I don't want to give my life away and not be able to spend time with my family. So I want to have balance. So with balance, I'm utilizing my team if they have a specific thing that they need help with. If it's something more physical, like, you know, they want to take care of their body, so they're having issues with their body. If they're having a medical issue, if they're having a, you know, a more mental issue where they have a certified counselors available for different areas, maybe for, you know, so it's a way around that, Antonio. I think you're spreading yourself way too thin, but you're capable of doing it. So, I mean.
Well, we've been, no, you're 100% correct. They've been, Grace and Deanna's been responding to messages for me. How long, Grace? I don't know. You know, they've been doing it.
Oof. Yeah, because you always ask, hey, can you sound like me? I'll think about it, and then I ask Deanna, like, right. Say it like this. Okay,
yeah. They've been doing it. They just fell off, okay? They fell off. So it's been that way. They just fell off because it's not something that they ought to have time to do or have the you know, it's Grace doesn't like anything administrative, at least too much. So maybe against a skill set and stuff like that.
I have another question. Sorry. Uh-huh. But the first initial response to them, wouldn't that be more of a generated response? Because honestly, you've been coaching me before I was on the 8 a.m. call. And I really could have been great without even being on this call. It just made me greater being on the call because I have a better connection with you guys. And I feel a part of a community. But before then, I was winning on those videos, like taking notes, learning things and having things I can grow from. So I understand people want to meet you and connect with you. But just the initial response, hey, join the team and get me in these videos and I'm going to catch up with you soon or someone on my team.
Yeah, no doubt. So you're in the right place of what I have been doing. Most people talk to Grace and Deanna, Grace and Monica. Most people talk to them. And then there's different elements, depends on what is. I'm developing a chat bot, over 300 conversation chat bot that is going to hold these initial conversations. But it's not for the reason that, so I guess this is me telling y'all what I'm doing next. It's not for the reasons you think. It's not, don't think about the general conversation in this case, because everything I do all these non-scalable things, because that is what actually makes you scale. And I know that's a paradox in itself, but if you can still write a handwritten note to 1 million people, it will grow your business faster. That's just something y'all got to understand, okay? Now, back to the heart of what she's saying. So everything, as she's saying, she's obviously got experience today, and I'll probably be using her. Now, the chat bot is going to, it's more of a filter for me. I want to separate people into many different categories. So the next time we talk to them, we're only talking to them in the way they separated themselves. In their language. You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying something completely different. I want to, if you're a podcasting expert, I want to find that out and only interact with you from podcasting, personal brandish type stuff, okay? So what happens, so when I say I need help, that's what we're doing now from a human perspective. So for sure, I'm going to automate that with a chat bot. I'm working on it right now. It is just, my holdup is just mastering dialogue flow. If you don't know what that is, it's just pretty much what most chat bots are used, that dialogue flow, mastering that. Now, once all those solutions are done, back to Ashley, I'm still gonna have this problem. And this problem is a good problem because my audience doubles every day. As crazy as that sounds, it does. And as much as we automate, that works. So basically what I want to do here, Ashley, is I want to deliver the best, let's just call it, what you call it? It's not customer service. What you call it, Phil? You call it something. It's not customer service. You say something.
Customer loyalty.
Yeah, customer loyalty.
All right. I want to have
client loyalty.
So without the fancy words, here's what's in my head. I want to have the best conversations with the most people possible. Because conversations create clients. So let me say this, and it's going to make sense to someone with a mind like Ashley's. I'm pulling up a calculator. Let me read your message first. I need to know what you refuse to compromise on so that we know. The only thing I refuse to compromise on is not treating people like the best thing that we've met all day. It has, anything else is totally negotiable. But if we leave them and they don't feel like they're the most important thing we've done all day, I'm gonna have a problem. Other than that, don't bother me whatsoever. Don't bother me whatsoever. I see your hand over the trees. Hold on, let me just show this real quick and then I'll get the trees and then we're in. One of my favorite calculators to use, I put it in the chat because it's not just a calculator. It's a, and y'all should be learning a whole lot here, okay? You should be learning a whole lot. All right, this is that calculator. Now, we want to get to 7 million. Is that 7 million, Grace? No, I went to public school, man. No, 700,000. There you go. There you go. 7 million. So 7 million is 35% of what number? So what I'm basically saying is, what number is 35%? 7 million is 35% of what number? And what I'm saying is, I want to have a 35% conversion rate at best. Now it's going to be more, but I'm projecting for worst case scenario. 35% conversion rate is what I want. That means, I want to put this out real quick. So here's my agenda, Ashley. And once you hear this, then you'll be able to use your big brain and your gifts. It all makes sense. This means Antonio is looking to have 20 million high quality conversations in the next 760 days. Listen to what Ashley said, man. You know, the videos was great. And then now I get to interact better. I'm not looking. Is that difficult? Yeah. Has any company ever did it? I don't know. But I'm on my way.
What about small conferences like this, like, but smaller? But it's depending on your time scale. That's the challenge. That's the concern. Like,
well, the good thing is I got a bunch. Nah, that's fantastic. I got a bunch of talented people. I got Phil and Susan and you know, Grace and Jerry. I got a bunch of people. who can knock that out? You, right? I got a bunch of people. It don't have to just be me. And that's not my leadership style for it to just be me anyway. So I don't have to worry about that at all. Let me get you, Latrice, real quick, and then I'll get Vanessa.
Oh, I just wanted to say that my the new person I have on my team, success team, her name is Deidre, and she is a virtual executive administrator, and she can be some help for you.
Okay, I just saw a thing in the chat. Yeah. Shout out to you.
All right, that was it.
Yeah, pleasure to meet you, Vanessa. You wanted to say something.
I pass.
Oh, okay.
I was just in agreement with you.
Yes, got you. All right. So here is the thing here. What I'm doing now, I've always done it, but now this is a scaling year. I want to have, actually, and I tell you 7 to 6 days, to be honest with you, I want to have 20 million conversations by December 31st, 2021. But I know passive conversations. Hear me and hear me well. This is the most important thing I've said all year. High quality conversations create clients. If you can have 20 million, if you can have a conversation with one person, there is a strong possibility that that one person would then opt into a monthly subscription. Grace, calculate it, please. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Grace is going to put in her calculator 7 million people paying $19 a month. When you see this figure, my friends, I need you not to see this figure as a total. You need to see this figure as a monthly total. Grace, what is that number?
That is $133 million.
Yeah,
$133 million.
So what we're basically having, Ashley, is $133 million a month conversation. All right, there you go. Do you understand? Do y'all get what I'm saying? Now, Grace, multiply that by 12 now, please. I know the number already, Grace, because of. I look at this every day. I got it written down. But if you could just say it.
$1,596,000,000.
We're not talking about net worth. You stop the screen, Grace. We're not talking about net worth, my friends. We're talking about cash. If none of that makes sense to you, I'll make it make sense to you. Here's my meat. Here's my thingy. Here, see, it says money go, right? I got this broken down. 760 days. India. So I just did that just for America at the worst case scenario. I did not factor in the average ticket, nor did I factor in United Kingdom, nor did I factor in India. But by the time you finish with my projections here, that's $1.164 billion a year. This means something else. We won't talk about this right now. Which ends up being $3.028 billion a year. And in order to get to that number, Ashley, I only need 6,940,000 people. So what y'all think I'm talking about, I'm talking way past that. So I'm trying to give you as much information as possible so you can see, so you get your big brains can go all big brainy and you can go, oh yeah, and Ashley can go to sleep, have a dream, have a vision, and then becomes the next star of ATS. Yeah, y'all understand what I'm saying? What you have to do, well, I won't say what you have to do, but what I have to do, this is my purpose, okay? What I have to do is I'm in tune now with 20 million conversations. So it's not that I'm spreading myself too thin, because I'm gonna do that regardless. And I'm gonna spread you too thin. Do you understand? Because that's the goal. How you have 20 million conversations
every day?
You know what I'm saying?
Spread it. Yeah. What a bread.
How you have 20 million conversations in a year without being spread thin? You understand what I'm saying? Like what we're talking about is nearly impossible. Of course, we can have videos have conversations. We can have chatbots have conversations. There's a lot of things you can automate, but that's still at the end of the day, we still have some of us have conversations. Then you have small conferences, as Ashley said, have conversations. Big conferences have conversations. It means your conferences get larger. You go from 100 people at a conference to 10,000 people at a conference, right? You start chipping at that number. But what I'm trying to get y'all to see is, Jerome, I'm not talking about winning. I'm talking about failing our way to $3.5 billion cash a year. Because I only put in a 35% conversion rate. My system is built like this here. Give everything away for free. And then 35% of those people would be like the blind leopard, I mean, the leopard that came back and said, thank you, Jesus. And the other nine walked away. I'm not worried about the nine. The nine served their purpose. My business system is fit on the one Phil and the one Susan who comes back. That's my business system. You get what I'm saying? Those other nine are just supposed to be views so we look cool. That 35% that came back, that's who we build wealth with. That's my business model. That doesn't have to be your business model. But here's the cool part about that, Ashley. I get customers for free. You get it? Like, so this is 20 million free conversations. So instead of having a high customer acquisition cost, sometimes you hear that called CAC, I don't have that. So so if we're going to have a low customer acquisition cost, which we do, at most we pay 2 cents per customer. Then guess what that means from a universal perspective? We got to have a high energy cost. So you can't have a low customer acquisition and have low energy output. You can't have both. When you give up one, you got to overcompensate. The universe requires, it's called law of compensation. It requires you add in the other place. My business model forces us to be spread thin and have real conversations with people. If I choose a different business model, I don't have to do that. But that's not the person I am, and that's not the business that I'm building. We're building business. We want psychological profiles on everybody. We're building business to where we have real, and this is the word, I'm choosing this word again, fellowship. That means something different. When you fellowship with somebody, you done fooled around and broke some bread. There's been some sacrifice. Don't make me start using the words y'all like, okay? Somebody's in the mist when you fellowship. All right, I'm trying to let y'all make it. Yeah, but you
watch yourself.
Better go ahead now, because you done said it 4 times. Dude. Trying not to say nothing.
All right.
But that is what it is.
It is.
That's what I love about the ATS. I say it all of the time.
That's why ATS feel different. Yeah, you could have more church over a barbecue and some Bud Light Limes than you can have in some places with the four walls and the steeple on top and stuff. So anyway, let me just end this here. That's where I'm at. Ashley, Deanna, let's talk about her email today and let's get with her. You got four different type of people. You have seekers, and you got believers, and you got workers. Ashley has moved herself to a worker. She keeps trying to find her way to work and help. Okay.
And she sure does. I love it.
Yeah, we're not going to deny her from the work she wants to do. Go ahead, Phil.
I don't think we mentioned it yet today, but today is Martin Luther King Day.
Yes,
and I think everybody would be well served to listen to his I Have a Dream speech. And then remember, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Martin Luther King.
Amen to that. Amen to that. We will have, unless Phil and Susan don't want to, we will have the humor consultants show, the business incubator that they do on Monday nights. We will have that tonight. Okay, we will have that tonight. You all will just be off in the office wise with the exception of your appointments. Basically, it just means no stress. You just, you know, just do your thing. And then we will reconvene back tomorrow. But no classes are canceled. We will be on all of those for sure. I want to compliment just a few people real quick. Since I was on Ashley, I just want to compliment Ashley for just jumping right in. And she's such a valuable person already. And that's the kind of stuff that gets you noticed. Anyway, I'm going to let y'all catch that later. I want to compliment Kathy and for her. Kathy understands. I'm still impressed that she is willing to show up even when she doesn't have anybody. And that's a big, big deal. That's a big deal. You hear me, Kathy, complimenting you? You hear me? All right, there you go. Okay. So I definitely want you all to do that. And then I want to compliment Tyranny. Tyranny posted a video, so cold, y'all. Two of them. Where you at, Tyranny? Show your face around. Let me see that dimple. There it is. Look at that dimple, y'all. Look at that dimple. She posted a video inviting people to the CEO conference last night. And if say, you know, if you want to come, she had a text number, has a number, said, text me, I'll send you an invite. So brilliant. And it was a bunch of people who came too. It was so brilliant. And then she's, you know, she's got this energy about it. And then she did an after overflow meeting on live. And me and Donnie listened to the whole thing. We did. We listened to the whole thing. Yep. We listened to the whole thing together.
I started to watch part of this morning.
And she started to watch part of this morning. It was really, really good. And so I want to compliment you because, Ashley says she saw it. I want to compliment you. And Daoud says she's the boss. Because you're finding new ways to be excellent. I meant what I said. Okay? You're finding new ways to be excellent. And you know, there's nothing, you can't pay for that kind of excellence. I don't know how to put a price on that. I don't even know how to, like if I say, all right, everybody, let's build a company from zero. I don't even know how to build what you just did. Like, I don't even know how to say that. I don't even know how to put that in a class to where I can say, and one day someone's going to go live. And no, I don't know. This, you can't build that. That's just something that's in you that, you know, God allows us to experience through you. That's it. You can't plan for that. You can't teach that. That's just something that's for you. So I wanted to give you that compliment. Other people should be complimented, but I'll stop right there. Congratulations to everybody. Is that Tanya? Free to be? Is that Tanya? Okay. Congratulations, as Tanya just said to everybody. Last thing, you will have new software. Y'all keep signing people up. You will have new success software very soon, very soon. And we'll be switching over. Take a little bit of work, but it won't be too hard. And on that software, you will be able to see your success team members' name and a phone number so you can be more of a servant leader to them. Okay, that's very important moving forward for y'all. We want Tyranny to be able to call Jessica in Wyoming, who just signed up, their first person. Like, imagine being able to take charge of your own team and doing your own contest, or having the power to fly out to someone because they just signed up seven people in one day and you just wanted to take them to a steak dinner or a vegan dinner just because that's the leadership style of your team. Imagine that. So you'll be moving forward to that. And you're going to do that in less than 45 days. I can guarantee you. Okay. Less than 45 days. That will be your new reality. And from there, I expect all of you, and Ashley's going to like this, to have high quality conversations. You understand? With those people to help get to that 20 million. Y'all feel me? There you go. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. Thank you so much, everybody. Everyone who is new, and all the parents and stuff on the call. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Phil, tell us about what you're covering tonight, and we're done. We're done now.
We're just covering 11 things you need to remember to be an expert. Remember, we're not speakers with expertise. We're experts who speak.
Boom. There it is. All right, everybody. Y'all have a good one, and we'll see you next time. Deanna, call me right after this. All right,
everybody. Love you.
Love you more.
Love you more. Y'all have a great day.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.